अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्रीमती गंगामय यमुनामय की जय। श्रीमती भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल श्री श्री राधा गोपी वल्लभ की जय। मोस्ट मर्सीफुल श्रीमती राधा रानी महारानी की जय। श्रीमती राधा रानी महारानी की जय। श्रीमती राधा रानी महारानी की जय। श्री जगन्नाथ श्री बलदेव श्रीमती सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग एंड श्री प्रभु Okay, I want to make one request. I am giving class after so many times. Of course, one class I give other day, but otherwise I give class after so long. So if I make any blunders or anything, kindly forgive me. Because sometimes it may be put in the mouth and you have to forgive me. Because something if you regularly do, then you get the proficiency. If you do randomly, don't, then you know, don't get proficiency. And then sometime it may happen, you put your foot in the mouth, so kindly forgive me and encourage me. So that's my humble request. Okay, thank you. And what's the verse we are reading today? Oh, any idea? Which?
There could be a marker. Generally, they put a marker.
Marker?
Yes.
Let us see. Is this one? Oh, okay. It's 9. 9th was yesterday or is for today?
Which chapter?
Huh?
7.
It's,
eight.
Chapter 8. 8.
Yeah,
we
started.
Yeah.
8. So there is a 9th verse.
9th verse?
10th verse. Which verse?
Today is 9th or 10th, Mataji? 9th or 10th? The verse. Today. But then you remember yesterday's first verse? Yesterday was, what was the verse? 8. So today it is 9th. Right? Okay. Let us read verse 9. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 8, verse 9. Aho Bhatayam Harina. खुनकः कृपणा ईश्वरा रथचरण परिब्रह्मणारायेण स्वगणासुरद् बन्धुद्या परिवर्जितः शरणं च मुपासितो माम् एव मातापित्रौ भ्रातृज्ञातिन् ज्योतिकां चयोपेया नान्यं कञ्चना वेदमै अति विश्राब्दास् चाता एव मयमत् परायणस्य पोषणः पालना परिप्रीणन लालनम् अनासूयाननुस्वीयेयम् Sharanayopeksha dosha vidusha. I will read the verse word for word. Aho bata.
Aho bata.
Alas.
Alas.
I am.
I am.
This.
This.
Harina kundakaha. Harina kundakaha.
Harina kundakaha.
The deer calf.
The deer calf.
Krapanaha.
Krapanaha.
Helpless.
Helpless.
Ishvara rata charana paribrahmana rayena. Ratacharana Paribrahmana Rayena. By the force of the rotation of the time agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very long. By the force of
the rotation of the time agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is compared to the wheel of the chariot. Oh,
okay.
Something
okay, no problem. So, Swagana,
Swagana.
Owen Kinsman,
Owen Kinsman.
Swarat.
Sir.
And friends.
And friends.
Bandubhyaha.
Bandubhyaha.
Relatives.
Relatives.
Parivarjitaha.
Parivarjitaha.
Deprived of.
Deprived of.
Sharanam.
Sharanam.
As shelter.
As shelter.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Ma.
Ma.
Me.
Me.
Upasadita.
Upasadita.
Having obtained.
Having obtained.
Mam.
Ma.
Me.
Me.
Eva.
Eva.
Alone.
Alone.
Mata Pitrahu.
Mata,
pitra, father and mother.
Father and mother.
Brother, jnatin.
Brother
and kinsman.
Brother and kinsman.
Yoti Khan.
Yoti Khan.
Belonging to the head.
Belonging to the herd.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Upayaya.
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 Having gotten.
Having gotten.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Na.
Anyam.
Anyam.
Anyone else.
Anyone else.
Kanchana.
Kanchana.
Some person.
Some person.
Veda.
Veda.
It knows.
It knows.
Mai.
Mai.
In me.
In me.
Ati.
Ati.
Very great.
Very great.
Vishrabdha.
Vishrabdha.
Having faith.
Having faith.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Ata eva.
Ata eva.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Maya.
Maya.
By me.
By me.
Mat parayanasya.
Mat parayanasya.
Of one who is so dependent upon me.
One so dependent upon me.
Poshana palana.
Poshana palana.
Parinana lalanam.
Parinana lalanam.
Rising. Rising.
Maintaining.
Petting.
Petting.
And protecting.
And protecting.
Anuschayuna.
Anuschayuna.
Who am without any grudge?
Who am without any grudge?
Anusheyam.
Anusheyam.
To be executed.
To be
Sharanya.
Sharanya.
The one who has taken shelter.
The one who has taken shelter.
Upeksha.
Upeksha.
Of neglecting.
Of neglecting.
Dosha.
Dosha.
Vidusha.
Vidusha.
Who knows the fault?
Who knows the fault?
Okay, we'll read the verse once again. It's very long. Like to? You don't have the book. Okay. Aho batayan harina kunakaha krapana ishvara radha charana paribrahmanana rayena spagana swarad bandhudyaha parivarjitaha sharanam cha mupasidito mam eva mata pitrau brat jnatin yatu yatuikam chayupeyaya Nanyam kanchana veda maitati vishradha ishrabdas chata eva mayamat parayanasya poshana palana prinana lalanam anusheyanu sheyam charanyopeksha dosha vidusha. This is so long today. I will read the translation. The great king Maharaja Bharata began to think. You can repeat after me. The great king Maharaja Bharata began to think, alas, this helpless young deer,
by the force of time,
an agent of Supreme Personality of Godhead, has now lost its relatives
and friends,
and has taken shelter of me.
It does not know
anyone but me,
as
I have become its father,
mother,
brother,
and relatives.
This deer is
thinking in this way,
and it has full faith
in me.
It does not know
anyone
but me.
Therefore,
I should not be envious
and think
that for the deer
my own welfare
will be destroyed.
I should certainly
raise,
protect,
gratify,
and fondle
it when it has taken
shelter with me.
How can I neglect it?
Even though
the deer is
disturbing my
spiritual life,
I realize
that
a helpless
person
who has taken
shelter
cannot be
neglected.
That would be
great
fault.
Okay, very good. Now let us read the purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
When a person is advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, he naturally becomes very sympathetic toward all living entities suffering in the material world. Naturally, such an advanced person thinks of suffering of the people in general. However, if one does not know of the material sufferings of fallen souls and becomes sympathetic because of bodily comforts, as in the case of Bharata Maharaja, such sympathy or compassion is the cause of one's downfall. If one is actually sympathetic to a fallen, suffering humanity, he should try to elevate people from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. As far as the deer was concerned, Bharata Maharaja became very sympathetic, but he forgot that it was impossible for him to elevate a deer to spiritual consciousness because, after all, a deer is but an animal. It was very dangerous for Bharata Maharaja to sacrifice all these regulative principles simply to take care of an animal. The principles enunciated in Bhagavad Gita should be followed. Yam hi na vipayanti ete purusham purushar sabha As far as the material body is concerned, we cannot do anything for anyone. However, by the grace of Krishna, we may raise a person to spiritual consciousness if we ourselves follow the rules and regulations. If we give up our own spiritual activities and simply become concerned with the bodily comforts of others, we will fall into a dangerous position. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I want to read the translation once again. The great King Maharaj Bharata began to think, alas, this helpless younger deer, by the force of time, an agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has now lost its relatives and friends and has taken shelter of me. It does not know anyone but me, as I have become its father, mother, brother, and relatives. This deer is thinking in this way, and it has full faith in me. It does not know anyone but me. Therefore, I should not be envious and think that for the deer my own welfare will be destroyed. I should certainly raise, protect, gratify, and fondle it. When it has taken shelter with me, how can I neglect it? Even though the deer is disturbing my spiritual life, I realize that a helpless person who has taken shelter cannot be neglected. That would be a great fault. So, okay. Oh. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshur Mittamena Tasmi Shurugruve Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Samiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Samiti Namini Namaste Saraswate Devam Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachati Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, let us see. So here, actually, most of us all we know about story of Bharata Maharaja. So he was so attached with this deer. Now here, this particular verse also is the same thing. It's how he got attached. It is actually the normal thing for any person. It's like now in our material life, it is a normal thing a person become compassionate when somebody is very weak or needs assistance or anything. Because some poor person comes to us and asks for some help. If you are a really Krishna a nice person or Krishna conscious person or a person with a nice quality, you will feel very compassionate with that person and you will try to help that person whatever, unless we are very miser or a very crooked person or anything. Otherwise, we try to help that person. Now here the one question is whether the consciousness, what kind of consciousness will have. Bharata Maharaja has acquired all the qualities. He was a king of a whole planet, this planet, and he had all the wealth with him. And because he wanted to advance in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, and he wanted to go back to Godhead in the same very life. So that's why he made his son the king and renounced everything, went to the forest, do meditation, to get the Supreme Personality Godhead and self-realization. So he was doing that completely. And he was very much advanced because he is not an ordinary person like us. He is very much advanced. He is Mahabhagavata. And here the question is, even Mahabhagavatas can fall down. Because this is what happened. He was a Mahabhagavata, he fell down. Why? The reason is not he was crooked. He was not careful. One, advancing in speech. He didn't take the importance what of his self-interest. See, sometimes it happens. We become very compassionate and we forget about ourselves. Completely, totally forget. This is the same case happened with Maharaja Bharata. Maharaja Bharata is a very advanced person. And he wanted to go back to Godhead in the same very life. But he couldn't. He went all the tribulations just for attachment. A particular deer, which he thought, helpless, I am going to do a great deal for that particular deer. What happened? He lost everything. He lost everything. That's why in this material world, our attachment has to be attachment only. Not causing self. Of course, we may have to help actually. Somebody comes to us and if we are able to help, then we definitely need to help that person. Go out of the way, we can help. But not thinking here the two things, that one is material aspect and one is a spiritual aspect. The body is material, but a spirit soul is not material, it is spiritual. The needs of spirit soul is different than the needs of the body. Body has to be maintained, it needs food, water, everything it needs. And we need to earn that. That's how we maintain the body. But spirit soul is connected to Krishna. So we cannot sacrifice, we have to meet both the things. It's not, you know, one thing we neglect, one thing we do, you know, we advance in. But we have to have both the things. Unless we renounce, and like Maharaja Bharata, we went to forest and, you know, we do meditation. In this material world, if we are here, then we definitely have to have a job. We have to earn money. We have our family. We have to maintain our family. Family needs are there. So many needs are there, family. When you have children, when you have wife, when you have house, you have to, you know, you have to pay your bills and all those things, and you have to go to work, you have to earn money and maintain them. These are all there. But that you have to do. You can't neglect that. Okay, I'm just going on, you know, spiritual. I'm just chanting Hare Krishna and, you know, I will go back to Godhead. But that you can't do. There is so many limitations to go back to Godhead. It is not that so easy that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, I will go back to Godhead. No. Because the mind, the senses, they need to be controlled. You can go back to Godhead when you control your senses and your mind. If you are not able to control your mind and senses, you will not be able to go back to Godhead. That is straight. Because what happens? Mind will tempt you to do certain things. Because that's very easy. Mind gets, our senses want enjoy. Senses always want enjoy. Because they want frequently, you know, temporary things to be enjoyed for a moment. So something, some good movie came. So somebody wants, oh, that's a very good movie, I want to go. The senses, so I want to see that movie and see. So then senses says you have to go. But whether it's beneficial for us by seeing that movie or anything, or going to some certain concert, whether it is beneficial for us materially or spiritually, either way. If it's materially beneficial, like, you know, you will get, you know, some contacts and all those things, you'll advance your business, or maybe you go. If it is spiritually beneficial for us, like, you know, hearing this concert and hearing that, seeing that movie or anything, definitely you go, because spiritually you will advance. But if there is no any of the advancement, simply senses want enjoy, like, you know, it's very, there is a nice girl or nice handsome boy or anything, and they dance and all those things, that I want to see and my senses to be enjoyed, then that is not beneficial for you, because that's only a sense enjoyment. So we should not indulge in sense enjoyment, but by material activity or spiritual activity. If you are able to make advancement, improve ourselves, our consciousness, purify our consciousness, then definitely do it. Even that activity is a material. Seeing a movie, going to a concert, it's all material activity, it's not spiritual activities. Of course, if you are, you know, engaged in a bhajan or anything, hearing about, you know, some lecture or anything, then it's fine, because there's a spiritual advancement. But if it is for sense enjoyment, we should not do. We should not do means, of course, it will happen, because our mind says, because senses are always want, is flickering happiness, is quick happiness, But in advancement and spiritual, it's not a quick happiness. The senses are not enjoying that much. The soul enjoys. When you are make spiritual advancement, when we chant Hare Krishna very sincerely, very concentratedly, we get spiritual nourishment. And you can chant more. At that time, you don't have a tendency for seeing the movie or anything. You don't want movie. Suppose you are engaged in chanting very nicely, very concentrated. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Totally concentrated. Then those things will not come to your mind because mind is engaged here in spiritual activity. That's very good. Mind becomes clear, heart becomes clear, and you become a better person. When you chant nicely, you become a better person. But if you don't chant, you want to go, okay, there may be some songs and all those things, that gives flickering sense enjoyments. So that mind or senses enjoy it. But then they have relished it, okay, then your tendency, mind tells, okay, if something else is there, some other place, you still won't go there. So because you get temporary enjoyment there. So that need to be controlled. The mind need to be controlled. Mind is the head of the senses. So mind says go there, then we go there. So mind need to be controlled. How we control the mind? Mind to be controlled by our intelligence. Intelligence is above the mind. But mind is so strong. It's like, Arjuna says, it is very easy to control the wind than the mind. Mind will go, even Arjuna said, I can't do it. Sense control. I can't do it. Mind is so flickering and so strong, and it goes anyway. Even sometimes when we chant, our mind goes somewhere else. It thinks of something else. Immediately some thought comes and mind goes there. Mind is so flickering. And it is faster than the wind. Mind is not slow. Mind is faster than the wind. Now we are here. We can be in Vrindavan or anywhere. Even be spiritual world. We'll go to spiritual world. Mind goes immediately. There is, there's speed of the mind is very fast. And it's very difficult to control the mind. Mind has to be controlled by sadhana. By doing practically what actually we spiritually chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is the most powerful mantra anybody can do. But other mantras are there, they are also powerful. But that needs certain procedures to get that mantra and chant. But Hare Krishna is the only one mantra anyone can chant anytime and anywhere. And it's most powerful. And if we develop that taste for that Hare Krishna mantra, then we will achieve what we need to achieve. See, earlier, after Prabhupada came, there are so many devotees have become. Earlier, there were not so many devotees because mantra was not publicized. Other mantras are there. Only Brahmins can chant those mantras. Gayatri mantra, any other mantra, because it has to be initiated. Even by a guru, then that mantra become effective. If it is not given by a guru, though powerful mantra, Gayatri mantra, anybody can chant. Everybody knows Gayatri mantra. Whether it becomes effective? No. It has to become from parampara. Somebody has to give you. Then it becomes powerful. Then you can chant. It becomes powerful. Otherwise, no. You can chant. Mantra, anybody can chant. But whether it is effective, whether it's able to control your mind, that's the essence of it. Whether you can, improve your life, because you become very blissful chanting that mantra. Of course, if somebody initiated, got the Gayatri mantra, he chant Gayatri, he become blissful. Fine. But if somebody is not, then he doesn't become blissful. He chants the mantra. He knows the mantra, what it depends. And what the mantra does also he knows. But he will not be able to realize it unless it comes to a parampara, our given by some Diksha Vidana. It is called Diksha Vidana. But Hare Krishna mantra, you don't have to do that. You can chant even if you are not initiated. Of course, we actually go out and preach. Chant Hare Krishna, everything will happen. Because when they chant, when they develop the taste. When we develop the taste, we want to chant more. Because our soul is satisfied. That's the food for the soul. Other things are food for the body. We need to eat food for the body. So body needs to be nourished. And the senses, they need the food, like, entertainment and all those things for the senses. But the food for the soul is the Hare Krishna mantra or spiritual chanting. The chanting is the most powerful mantra. This Hare Krishna mantra is the most powerful mantra in this Kali Yuga. Other ages, we can do yajnas and so many things. All the mantras, you could chant and do yajnas and all those things. But in Kali Yuga, mostly this is a Sankirtana yajna. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra very attentively, then we really realize. But here what happens? Bharata Maharaja. We'll take a case of Bharata Maharaja. He was so advanced. Mahabhagavata. But he got attached to a deer. Attachment. And he thought, because the deer has taken shelter of me, I should protect it. Yes, you should protect it. No doubt. It has come to his shelter. He has to protect it. But whether it's needed, you have to neglect your own thing. That was not needed. But that is his mindset. There's the pride entered into Maharaja Bharata. Pride, like, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead protects everyone. He is supposed to protect. When we go surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he protects. Because he is all-powerful. He can protect. Because he will not be attached to particular things. Supreme Personality, not, I am not attached to anything. Krishna says, in, I am not attached to anything. So he is not attached, but still he can protect. Bharata, he is a human being. He is not a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a tiny, tiny soul. He thought, I am the powerful because I am the protector. So there the thing gone, the pride. Because I am advanced, still I can maintain. But he neglected, though he knows, you know, it is my duty to protect it. Yes, your duty. We have our children, we have our family. It's our duty to protect them. If you are able to make them Krishna conscious, fine. If you are not able to make them Krishna conscious, still it is your duty to protect. You can't neglect. Your child, you have to protect. It's your duty bound. You have to do it. But whether do you have to neglect your spiritual advancement? That is the point. If we neglect our spiritual advancement, then we are the loser. You lose him because you will not make able to make advancement. Of course you need to, but you have to reconcile. The thing is, what we need to learn here is reconciliation between material and spiritual life. Unless we become a sannyasi, we left everything, our family or anything. If you have left everything, family and all those things, totally do. Because that's how Prabhupada did. He took sannyasa and left his family and preached all over the world. He did it. To do that, we have to take sannyasa. But if we have the family, then we have to balance it out. Balance it how? By engaging our family members in Krishna consciousness, or if you are not able to engage, but still you have to take care of it and balance it out. Because we can't neglect our spiritual advancement for somebody else. Because we will be the loser. Because what happened to Bharata Maharaj? At the time of death, he thought of the deer. He got the body of a deer. Can't do anything. So advanced soul. And he was to go back to God and in this very life. But he got into deer's body. Although he has the benediction, he remembers he was Bharata Maharaja, but still he got a deer's body. That's what the attachment is. At the time of death, Krishna says, see, at the time of death, whatever we think, we get into the same body. Whatever we think at the time of death, if you are thinking of our family, our wealth and all those things, at the time of death, when our, you know, the life air goes out, if you are thinking of our family, our wealth and all those things, we become into that family or somewhere else. But if we think of Krishna, then only we go to Krishna. If we think of Indra, then we may go to Surga. Whatever we think at that time of death, will we get into Sada Sat Bhava Bhavita. So we are going to that particular form. Similarly happened to Bharata Maharaja because of the attachment, simple attachment, and little kind of, you know, negligence. It's I don't say pride with Bharata Maharaja, didn't have the pride. It's a simple negligence. He had a very simple negligence. He is such a Mahabhagavata. I can't say he had pride. He never had a pride. He had so advanced soul. He never had pride. But he made a simple negligence of not caring for his spiritual advancement, just concentrating on a deer. Because he will not be able to preach to deer and to, you know, make it Krishna conscious and follow him. Then he got attached. At the time of death, he thought of the, then he became deer. Only speciality was he was remembering it. Then his next life, of course, he became a dumb man. Jada Bharata. He was dumb. He was not talking to anyone. It's a specific thing. So he, because he is afraid. Then what happens? This another thing actually. If something, we burn our hand or anything, suppose, you know, because other day I burned my hand. So now, whenever I see something, of what, then I'm afraid of it. Oh, it will burn my hand because it had happened. It is like I touched a bulb and bulb was what? And burned my hand. So now whenever I see a bulb, I'm afraid. So we became afraid of it. So that's why what we have to do is you have to balance our life with our material activity, spiritual activity, then go in between. Otherwise, we should not get attachment. The theme of the central point of this particular verse is that we should not be attached to the material things. We should not think, I am the protector. We should not think that I am the protector. Of course, you may be the protector. You need to protect. Like if it is family member or child coming to you, I need some help, daddy. I have to do. If I don't do it, I am not a father. I am a rogue. But I have to definitely help. But in the meantime, whether, you know, you should not neglect your spiritual advancement, your welfare, you should not neglect. That's selfishness, one aspect, but it's not really selfishness. If it is a spiritual thing, it is not a selfishness. Of course, little selfishness has to be there, little bit. Because unless you, otherwise you become like Bharata Maharaja, you have to, you know, suffer for 2-3 lifetimes. Now he has suffered for 3 lifetimes. To become again like a great devotee, he has to become Jada Bharata and suffer so long, then he got his life back. Otherwise, we'll suffer for so many things. So that's the center point. We should not be attached with the certain material things which are not that significant. Like in this case, Bharata Maharaja need not so much attach to the deer. You can take care of the deer, but so much should not be attached to the deer. But he got attached so much. It is over-attachment, I can say. See, overly attached to the deer. Your family members, your sons, your daughters, your wife or your mother, your father attachment is fine. But here he attached with, overly attached. This is overdoing something. So here he did hold it. That's why he had suffered for 3 lifetimes. So that's the essential for us to learn that from the story of Maharaja Bharat, that we should not be overly attached with material things and material activities. So we ought to give importance to the spiritual life. So that's only. So you could, this I will end here. So you could, any questions or you could, or comments? Sure.
My brother said, when the he thought the deer was dependent on him.
Yes.
That's illusion. And in some, in the material world, we think, oh, this, my kids are dependent on me, my wife is,
yes,
or my husband's dependent on me, or
yes,
they're dependent on, my dog is dependent on me.
Yeah.
From the material point of view, there's some truth to that. But actually, no one is dependent on you.
Hmm.
Or me, I can't protect anyone.
Mm.
I mean, I can try my best to protect someone, but Prabhupada says that in spite of the best efforts of a physician, the patient, expert physician, the patient will die, or the mother and father have their kids and they try to take care of them as best they can, but sometimes the children die.
Yeah.
The children die as one reason or another. We can have an idea of protecting someone, but to think that I am dependent on mother and father or anyone other than, or the government, or that I can protect anyone myself, that's illusion. Only Krishna can protect
them. Yeah, of course. That's your point is very right, because we cannot protect anyone. But still, certain stages, like, you know, when a young child, the baby is definitely dependent on parents. Like, you know, we can't neglect saying that, you know,
yes,
I can't do that, you know, I have to take care of my baby.
Yes,
because baby, you have to feed the baby in timely, you have to do everything for the baby, because baby dependent on. It depends on what stage they are. So if we are grown-up child, then child is not dependent on us. And even if he is dependent, we can, you know, teach that child saying that, you know, do this, do this, do this. But the baby, we can't do anything. So that's dependent. We have to take care of that. These animals, even animals also, sometimes if you have a pet, of course, pet is dependent on you for the food. You have to bring from your store, you feed the pet with the food. Like in these cities. You know, in other villages or anything, you know, pets can go and eat somewhere else. But in the cities, you have to get the pet food.
in a pure pets. And for small children, we have to take care of. But for grown-up, of course, you know, we can't say they are dependent on them. But for the young one, like, you know, why PTC is not working? Of course, you know, nowadays, everybody is independent. It's not that, you know, wife depend on husband. Earlier, wife was depending on husband. Now, it's wife doesn't depend on husband because she has her own. So, but young children, like, you know, babies, they especially, they depend on us. We have to take care of them. But it doesn't mean that, you know, we neglect our duties. That, of course, I will take care of my baby, and of course, I can call in for a, you know, I can't come to the office today because my baby is sick. They will approve it, but it is not that, you know, I neglect the office, you know, I have to take care of my baby and doesn't call the office, then you will lose your job. So that is that. If you have to balance it, that's the balancing act if you have to do here. In this material world, it's all balancing. So many things, so many responsibility we have. In this material world, we have so many responsibilities. So many. Within those so many responsibilities, we have to get into spiritual thing. And one nice thing actually Prabhupada did it, you know, he spread this. This is the most powerful mantra. He spread that mantra to all over and everyone. So that if we chant this mantra very sincerely, definitely we will achieve spiritual goal, what we are. Of course, you know, to go back to Godhead, it's a long process. We have to become completely purified. Our heart should be like Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that we can't achieve because we have material tinges in our mind. Because we are, you know, still, you know, misers. Misery. Yesterday I was hearing a story about a miser. Of course, that story is, there was a miser, he was, you know, totally accumulating money, totally. Because he is miser, he doesn't want to spend. But he lives somewhere near Banaras, where Kashi Vishwanath is there. He wanted to go and take bath in Ganga. So if you go to Kashi Vishwanath in Banaras, where you have to take bath in Ganga, then Pandas come, then Brahmins come, and they chant mantras and all those things. You have to give some dakshina to them. This man doesn't want to give any dakshina. So he went to the ghat, then he saw the Pandas, then he went far away and started there. You know, you take bath. But there also in Panda came. The Panda was no other than Kashi Vishwanath came as a Panda, a Brahmin, like, you know, Panda. It's called Panda. Kashi Vishwanath, the Lord Shiva himself, came there and spent. So he says, oh no, I don't want to do. No, no, you have to chant this, you have to do all those process, whatever. And he said, okay, how much you will charge me? The Panda said, only 50 cents, 50 paisa, 50 paisa. Oh, 50 paisa? But you have to give me a credit. I can't give you 50 cents. I don't have that. You have to give me credit. He said, okay. And he to give the mantra. And then he came back. And Kashi Vishwanath, the temple also, he didn't go. Because then, you know, you have to give donation and all those things. He came back at his village. Then after some time, because what he thought when 50 paise, okay. He says, 50 paise, you won't come to my village. So he'll forget about that. But after 15 or 20 days, the Panda came there. This Lord Shiva himself came, a Panda. And he saw her coming out, then he ran to the house. He ran to the house and he went inside. So this Panda also went inside the house, and his wife came out and said, who are you looking for? I am looking for this person, whatever the name person. No, he has died. He died. Actually, he pretended to be died there, and wife also cooperated with him, saying that, say, if that person, he told the wife, saying that if that person comes, that Panda comes, say, I died. So he said, okay, if he died, okay. Then Panda said, I will call all the people, you have to cremate him. So he did. And he agreed, actually. He was just closing his eyes as pretending to be dead. And they did everything and took him to the crematorium also. Took him to the crematorium, put in the fire there, you know, where he had to put in the fire. He is pretending to be just for 50 cents. Then Lord Shiva thought, because Lord Shiva, right, immediately now this man is, okay, God. Then he created such an atmosphere, like, you know, Bhuta Prechas and all those things. Everybody ran away. All others who were accumulated people ran away with the funeral fire. So didn't fire. Then Lord Shiva only remained. He came out and asked, open your eyes. I know you didn't die. And he gave him darshan. I am Lord Shiva. So he saw, oh, Lord Shiva, my goodness. Oh, he did pranam. Said, Lord Shiva asked him, what benediction you want? What? I can give any benediction. He says, just condone me 50 cents. That's all he said. Condone me 50 cents, whatever the loan I had, that you condone me. That's all he wanted. Nothing else. It means so miser, so attached to money.
It attached to money, nothing else. He was not, I think, since wife agreed to, you know, take him to crematory like in a diet, you know, wife didn't like him. So let him die, go. And while taking to crematorium, so any wife will bear it? No. She also didn't say anything. So it means he is so miser, so attached to money, and he didn't want anything. So that's what the case with him. So that's, Lord Shiva thought, oh my goodness, what a person I got now. So that's why we should not be attached to the material things. Now, if he would have died, all those money he accumulated, what is the use? What is the use of money? Somebody else will enjoy it, government will take, or somebody will plunder. And he lived a life of very miserable life. Didn't eat properly, didn't dress properly, nothing. Didn't give any money to anyone. All accumulated. It's wasted. He couldn't take with him. If he dies, he can't take that money with him. He just goes alone. And what will be his next life? Because he's so miser, so attachment, he can't predict what about his next life. So this is the situation. So we should not attach it, too much attached with the things. But whatever responsibility we have, that we have to do. Somebody depend on us, we need to protect them. Of course, we can't neglect. Oh, I'm not Supreme Personality of Godhead, I can't protect you. Oh, I can't say to my daughter, saying that if she comes and asks me, okay, daddy, I want this and all those things to be done. Oh, I'm not Supreme Personality, go away. I can't do that. I have to give her what she wants. I have to do whatever, but I can't neglect. If she says, don't go to the temple and do that, I can say, you don't tell me that. But she can't say to me, don't go to the temple and don't do your that service. That, you know, that's her prudence. So she will not say that.
You have to know in yourself that no matter what I do,
yes.
I'm not actually her maintainer.
Of course, I'm not the maintainer of protector. But material things, whatever we need to provide, we need to provide.
Yeah.
Of course, it comes from the mercy of Krishna. Krishna to give us, then we will give too. If Krishna doesn't give us, because I am such a person, if Krishna is not want to any mercy on me, then I will not be able to protect her also. But everything comes from him. But he may not be giving directly, so that help he gives through me. It's help given by Krishna only. But that protection is given through somebody. Krishna acts through someone. He doesn't directly come because Krishna is not present directly. This Gopi Vallabha is present here. But other form is the actual physical, not physical or spiritual form. This is a spiritual form, but in a material thing. That he is not. He acts through someone else. He makes somebody. Like, you know, if you are to preach someone, so if you are going to preach someone, so he is acting through. It's, Krishna is preaching, but he is preaching through you. You say, do this, this, chant this mantra. Then it's Krishna is acting, but he is acting through you.
Now what about this the Brahman who didn't, you know, didn't like the verse in the Bhagavad Gita? I
carry
what
they like. Yeah. So he scratched that and then somebody else came. He came in that particular form.
Yeah.
Krishna came there in that particular form and he said, because he didn't come Krishna as himself. He got somebody's form, some boy.
Well,
he came, you know,
no, he was Krishna. Krishna.
Yeah, Krishna, but it's in the form of a boy.
Well, Krishna is a boy.
Krishna is a boy, but it's in a material form. What I mean to say, it's Krishna only. No, no, because he came as a boy. Some boy came to his house, the wife, and he is shown to the wife saying that this is the thing your husband did all those things to me.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not Krishna himself. No,
it's Krishna himself, but in the form of a boy. What I mean to say, Krishna does everything indirectly. For that wife, what she thought, it's not Krishna, some boy came. Wife didn't think he is Krishna.
I carry what they lack and I preserve.
Right.
That's the whole point of the story.
That's right. No, I don't disagree with you on that. But what I'm saying, because things are done, Krishna does through, because he does directly also. I don't disagree with you on that, bro. I don't disagree with you. But mostly he does indirect things, indirectly through someone. Mostly because, you know, he sees an advanced soul or anything. Through that, you know, he does the activities, other activities. But he does directly also. I don't deny that. No, I'm not in opposition with that. I fully agree. But he came in that form of boy. That's what I'm telling you. Because, you know, he didn't come with the peacock feather. That's just for my boy. He's Krishna himself, of course. So that's only I'm going to say, Duka. I'm not opposition with that. I'm not opposing that, what you said. It comes directly. He does it, everything directly. It's direct. Sometimes it is indirect also. Like, you know, preaching to someone. You preach to someone. Right? It is Krishna preaching through you. That's what I mean to say. It's, I was not disagreeing with the point you are making. Your point is perfectly right. Krishna does that. Directly also. Sometimes, of course, he exhibits his form also. But that's only fortunate souls. We don't know. But so far, I didn't see his, that form. So it's only fortunate souls will see his form with that Shama Sundaram and his peacock feather. Otherwise, different forms. He comes in. Sometimes, you know, some stranger comes. And, you know, some stranger. We are not seeing that person. Because I have another experience. One girl came here. One girl. Of course, I didn't see her afterwards. She said, here, she wanted a bucket. I didn't give her darshan anyway, because I had already closed the curtain. She said, I am fasting today. I want to have darshan. I said, the deities are already sleeping, because I already fed them the kheer, and I was putting to them to rest. And that come because she came after the curtain is closed. And I said, you come tomorrow or some Thursday, because she says Thursday she is fasting all the day and she wanted a darshan. Now, I don't know who she was, and the face was very nice, but I couldn't do it. So, and thereafter she didn't come. So many Thursdays now. She promised that she will come next Thursday. She didn't come. So we don't know. We don't know who is coming. So we don't know. Krishna can take any form. And he can test you. Different forms. The form which you don't know regularly. Suppose somebody is coming regularly. I know everybody's face. But this face is new. Completely new. And said, Thursdays I fast all the days. All the days fast and evening I want to take darshan. And the first time she coming. And she came after the curtain is closed. And also, because even if the curtain was not closed, suppose even the curtain is closed just at that moment, I would have opened and given her darshan. Yeah. But this is already I fed them the kheer. I can't do. That's the rule. So I couldn't do it. So that's we don't know. It's a testing or anything. Thereafter, she didn't appear. But Krishna can appear at any time because Krishna takes so many forms to test his devotees. Sometimes he takes, my goodness, he tests you like anything. So that's the thing. So attachment to material things, the main, you know, central point of this particular verse, to attachment to material things should not be there, overly attachment. But some attachment we need to have. But it has to be balanced. If we are balanced with the attachment, we are perfectly fine. We'll be maintaining material things as well as the spiritual advancement we'll keep. And material advancement is, you know, because we want to make a lot of money and all those things, that's then you have to concentrate on that. But to maintain material things, you have to have limited attachment. And more attachment here. If you do more attachment here, you can make progress fast. If you have, you know, more attachment here, you can make progress here and make a lot of money and forget Krishna totally. Then you will not be go back to God at this life or second life. You will take 3-4 lives. Like, you know, Maharaja Bharata, he took 3 lives to go back to God at. Otherwise, he would have been gone the same life. So that's the one point. Okay, Prabhu, any other point? I totally agree with you, the point you are making. I am not disagreeing with you. Anybody else? Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Bhagavatam ki jai.